The Up North Podcast is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Yahweh said I was a better person than I knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yakub of the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad from the Minocqua Brewing Company.
I'm Sarah Yakub from the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC, and Pat Kreitlow from Up North News, WI.com, is back this week. Welcome back, Pat.
You guys miss me at all?
Oh, my
God. Even notice?
My God, Pat. It's like we're sitting on hot coals when you're not here.
every so often, I'm just those training wheels that have to go away every now and then, just to make sure that you know you've got the balance for this. But thanks you guys for filling the gap. My wife had a work trip, so we decided to bookend it with some visits to the southeastern part of the country. We were in Charlotte and Charleston and Hilton Head. And after that much time in the Carolinas and Georgia, I am here to tell you that is one beautiful part of the country. The folks there are as nice as you will ever want to meet. All that Southern hospitality stuff is absolutely true. That said, if you let any of those people run the country, they will drive it right into the ground, because I spent time talking to some of the locals. I wanted to see, in some rather spirited discussions at some watering holes, if logic could get them to believe in science and if compassion could get them to look out for the well-being of strangers. But in the end, COVID to them is still no different than the flu. The vaccine is still too mysterious to trust, and everyone should be on their own. And again, these were nice folks, every one of them. I am sure they go to church and preach a good gospel, but boy, when it comes to living the gospel the other 6.5 days a week, it appears to be as impossible as what that good book says about a camel going through the eye of a needle. But still, it was a very nice time, only to have me return trusting you guys to run the place for 1 week. And you let in the snow. I come back to a front yard full of the white stuff. It's here already. But thankfully, I had one last remnant of summer to think about just minutes ago when Corbin Burnes was given the Cy Young Award from the Milwaukee Brewers for one hell of a season. And so it was nice to have a little bit of summer warmth return before those of you watching on the video version of our podcast. There's no leaves left on the trees here at Lake Wissota. So winter is most definitely coming, my friends.
You're even bundled up, Pat. Are you actually outside in your backyard, or is that
beautiful photo? It's fleece season. It's time for the little fleece pillow. So we gotta and look at you. You're sweatered up too. And
it's true, man. It's
right.
I'm a delicate Sarah's flower, Pat. I need warmth no matter what.
Oh, you are a delicate flower. There's no doubt there. Sarah, meanwhile, still in the torture chamber chair.
I'm digging the egg chair. You know, I just kind of get to float and it's fun. And I just hope it doesn't make noise during the podcast.
Nope. It does not at all. Tell you what, in the 1 minute, we're going to do a lightning round with Sarah here, because we're going to be fairly serious in this show. A lot of talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And it's something that, Kirk wanted to bring up about, problems in our judicial system. But Sarah, for those of you, if you weren't here when we talked to, when she first joined the show, give us a little bit about your law background and why you're looking forward to talking to our guests today.
Yes. Well, for one, I'm a nerd, so there's that. But also, I was a deputy district attorney out in Los Angeles for 6 years. I interned with the office for, I want to say something, the ballpark of two. I interned in the Santa Barbara district attorney's office for the ballpark of 2 to 3 in undergrad. So to look at this case from a prosecutorial standpoint, and now as a resident living in Wisconsin from a cultural standpoint, it is just fascinating from an academic standpoint.
Sure. And we will talk about that case, starting first with a district attorney from central Wisconsin, coming up right after this break. You're up north.